If something made you feel a little, you didn't feel just right about something, you say, I feel a little what about that? I feel a little un...
That just kind of nauseated me a little bit. Yeah. It just didn't sit good with me.
Would you ever use uneasy?
Uneasy or worried?
Yeah.
Well, you oughtn't to let that... frustrate you.
And if a child might want the light on at night because the child is what of the dark?
He's afraid of the dark.
Right. And the child says, well, I'm not afraid of the dark now. And the mother said, no, you might not be afraid of the dark now, but years ago you could be afraid of the dark.
Yeah, but years ago you were wrong. Scared to sleep in the dark, or
yeah. Would you ever use used to be?
Used to be, yeah. Used to be scared of the dark.
And if a child denies that, and the child says, "No, I used to be afraid of the dark. I didn't."
I don't remember back when I was scared of the dark.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if you'd say didn't used to be or usen't to be.
Did you used to be?
Yeah. But the negative of that, would you probably say, I didn't used to be?
I didn't used to be, yeah.
Right. And what about someone who is not careful, you'd say?
You're reckless?
Or maybe not as severe as reckless, you might say. The person's awfully...
You're just not, you're not careful enough.
Uh-huh. And so if you're not careful, you might say you're
careless.
All right. Would you just, yeah, how would you say that?
You're very careless.
Okay. And a person who's, you might say a person who behaves very, in a very peculiar way, you might say that person is strange, or is there anything else, another word you might use other than strange?
Well, he's very peculiar.
Okay. Do you ever use the word queer, or queer?
Yeah, queer, very okay. Queer, or peculiar. You use the word peculiar more, I believe. Mm-hmm. They're queer, he's very queer.
Uh-huh.
Or set in his ways.
Okay. What does queer mean?
Peculiar.
Okay, all right. Okay, good enough. All right. And peculiar means queer. Okay, he takes us right around a circle. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call, a person who's easily offended?
Well, let's see, he's hot-headed.
All right. And when a person who is hot-headed, you say someone bothers him, he got awfully...
upset.
All right. Would you ever use mad or angry there?
Yeah, he was very easily offended, or was easily upset, or...
Okay. And, I was thinking more of anger, you know, you'd say. He really got...
He really flew off, or something, flew off the handle.
And someone who does it, you might say, just take it easy. Keep.
Yeah, he was very, very consoling about it, or wasn't worried about it. Or
yeah, but you might tell a person, keep.
Keep cool, or keep quiet. Or
how about if you're talking about water on a lake? If there isn't any water, I say that water is really,
really smooth.
Calm. Yeah. And
as you can say, use that to the person who is kind of to calm down or keep cool.
Good. Okay. And if someone is has worked all day, he says, I'm all what out? I'm all...
old tired out or worked out or...
How about with reference to wear out? I'm all...
worn out.
All right. And so that boy came home, though, and took a little nap, and he got up, and then he was...
He is worn out. Perked up.
Okay, and whenever you sound like raring to go?
Yeah, raring to go, yeah.
All right. You ever use the expression torn down, like a torn down good time?
Very seldom, not too good. Had a tearing down the good time.
A tearing down good time.
Yeah.
All right.